Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Worldly distractions are not always material, but can also be mental. Many people are distracted by power. They think that if I just achieve a certain amount of power, I will have made it. Their whole life centers around gaining power. They climb up corporate ladders and give all their time to work. Yet, in the end, they end up with no genuine relationships on their deathbed. It is good to desire success, yet desiring success at the cost of following God's ways leads to nothing but emptiness. Lastly, we need to turn our eyes away from evil pride. We can often find false hope in thinking that we have it all together. We may say things about ourselves, such as we are good, gifted, and skilled. It is good to think that way. However, instead of pointing to God, we are lifting ourselves up. Our talents and skills were given to us by God, and we should point back to Him with them. Proverbs 21, verse 4 says, "Haughty eyes and a proud heart and evil actions are all sin." When we fill our eyes with our own greatness, we have a proud heart and are sinning. Let's say you're helping with a friend's wedding. Your job is to hire a photographer. You read reviews on many different photographers and hire the one who is best for the job. The photographer comes to the wedding and introduces herself. As the wedding starts, you see them taking photos. However, instead of facing the camera at the bride, groom, and guests, the photographer has the lens facing at themselves. You may think that this technique is weird, but you trust this photographer due to their great reviews. A few weeks later, you get all of the pictures. There are little to no photos of the bride, groom, and guests. However, every image is a selfie of the photographer. They have misused the gift or privilege of being a photographer and made themselves the center of the wedding. This is what evil pride does. It enables people to use the gift that God has given them to point back at themselves. Instead, we need to turn away from evil pride and point to the one who has given us the gift. A proud heart is a sure sign of the devil's presence. That's why the Bible says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." The most difficult test of a person's character is not failure. It's when they've had success. Success opens the door to arrogance. Success opens the door to pride. Success opens the door to self-reliance. And this is because it's pretty easy to be humble when you're failing. You're more motivated to pray when you're in pain. You're much more willing to seek God if you're in the middle of difficult and humbling circumstances. But it's just far too easy to take all the credit when things go well. It's easy to become comfortable when everything is good. It's easier to forget to pray, to forget to read God's word when you're in a season of blessing. Oh, isn't this how the devil creeps in? A proud heart doesn't seek the Lord because that person feels as though they have enough resources, enough skill, enough talent and money to go through life on their own. So don't allow your heart to be filled with arrogance and pride, because that is fertile ground for the devil. So we know what to turn from, but what should we turn to look at? What should we fill our souls with? As the old hymn says, we turn our eyes to Jesus. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is the one we put our hope in as our eyes want to wander. As we look at the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we fill ourselves up with the light and turn away from the darkness. Let us all turn our eyes from evil and look at the founder and perfecter of our faith. There was a pastor, who we will call Tom, that pastored a church in the suburbs of Chicago. He was a man who seemed to have a passionate relationship with Jesus. One day, he was counseling a member of his church who was addicted to pornography. Tom had never watched pornography. However, after one of the counseling sessions, Pastor Tom had a desire pop up out of nowhere to watch pornography.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
He fought it off for a few weeks. Finally, one day he gave in. He thought to himself, what would be the problem with watching it once? After that, he was hooked. After a few months, pornography was no longer enough. He started going to strip clubs in Chicago so he would not get caught by his congregation. Eventually, he had an affair that led to another affair and to a string of affairs. Eventually, he confessed all of this to his wife and then the church. He lost his wife, job, and family. Now, how could something like this all stem from watching one pornographic video? According to Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 to 23, the eyes are the window to our soul. The Bible says, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? What we see physically will have a significant impact on our souls. Instead of looking and filling our bodies with darkness, we need to turn our eyes to Jesus. But how do we do this? The first thing we need to do is to turn our eyes away from sexual images. Fulfilling sexual desire is prevalent in today's culture. Everywhere you look, men and women have been sexualized. Whether you're at the store, at a sporting event, or watching TV, the culture is trying to sexualize everyone. This is because sexualization usually sells. If we want to avoid sexual images, we have to be intentional on not being drawn in. Job says in Job 31, verse 1, I have made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I gaze at a virgin? Job was so serious about not giving in to sexual sin that he made a covenant with his eyes to not even look at a virgin. This virgin may not have been sexualized in his culture, yet he does not want to look and then fall into the trap of desire. So instead of looking, he just turned his eyes away. If we constantly look at sexual images, our soul will be full of darkness. The next thing we must turn our eyes away from is worldly distractions. It can be easy to think that life is about accumulating many possessions. However, the truth is that all of those things will fade away. Everything you own will either end up in the trash or in a garage sale. While our possessions are good things from God, they are not more valuable than God and should not be treated as so. Psalm 119, verse 37 says, Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. The distractions of this world in the form of possessions are worthless. They will all fade away. However, in the ways of God, we find true life. No one can serve two masters. Think about that. You could never serve the Lord and serve or love money at the same time. You could never live for earthly pleasure and heaven. You could never have God in your heart and also love this world at the same time. After all, the Bible says, friendship with the world is enmity with God. The first sign that should alert you to take action is if you find that there is compromise in your life. This is how the devil creeps in. He wants you to compromise. The Bible tells us that God hates lying lips, but the devil will try and get you to compromise. He'll tell you that a white lie isn't as bad. But you see, what he's doing here is that he's blurring moral lines. You begin to compromise. When church leaders, or leaders in general, fall from grace, the fall doesn't happen overnight. It's gradual. It's subtle. It happens because you compromise here and you compromise there. You think you're committing a small sin or a good sin, but there is no such thing. There's no compromise with God when it comes to sin. C.S. Lewis said, The safest road to hell is the gradual one. The gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signposts. So this is an important point. Do not get comfortable with compromise. The third sign that the devil is creeping in is more of a silent killer. And this is discouragement. Discouragement is a tool from the devil, and he uses it to choke a believer's faith in the Lord. You see, the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Bible says, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. In Romans 15, verse 13. In Romans 14, verse 17, the Bible says, For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And finally, John 15, verse 11 says, These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. So you see, it's God's desire that we are filled with joy, but it's the devil's desire that we are discouraged. However, when you see discouragement and depression creeping into your life, fight it. Fight it with the Word of God. Fight it with the Word of truth. Fight it by meditating in the Word of the Lord. In summary, we should be diligent to the schemes of the devil. Never give the devil the opportunity to enter your heart. This is why it's vital that we always keep our heads buried in the Word of God, because the Word of God will challenge you on a regular basis. The Word of God will pierce through any pride in your heart. It will lift you up and out from a pit of depression, and it will keep you on the straight and narrow road where you do not compromise with sin.
There must come a time when you, as a believer, must decide. I will stand strong and follow the word of God, regardless of what I will have to give up and who I will have to let go of. There comes a time when you have to decide. I will stand and do the godly thing. I will forgive even when it's hard to do, even when I've been hurt. There will come a time when you will have to decide to stand in faith, even when you can't see a way out of the situation that you're in. Now today, you may be under attack in some area of your life. You have tried everything to resolve it, but nothing is working. Nothing is changing. Dear friend, this is the time you ought to take a stand and believe. Believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. It will break you out of that bondage. Believe in the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. It can set you free. It can give you victory. And it can loose you from any evil hold. It's time to take a stand with the word of God against the forces of evil. Stand firm. Stand in confidence. Stand in righteousness. Psalm 56 verse 3 says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" We need to be men and women who put their trust in the Lord. And mind you, you will only ever be able to stand firm when your trust is secured in the Lord. So if you feel stuck, if you feel under attack, remember that the Bible says in Psalm 31, verse 24, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." Be strong, saints, and stand in faith. As you do this, the Lord is sure to rescue you. And so as children of God, I believe that it's time to stand. Stand up and lift high His royal banner. You are an ambassador of the Most High. Stand up to the lies of the enemy. Stand up with the truth of the gospel. Stand up with the strength of the Holy Spirit. Stand up in God's strength. And I encourage you, as you stand in faith, pray and ask the Lord to be with you as you stand.
If I can be honest and speak from the heart, I haven't always been saved. I haven't always been the good, strong Christian that some may have thought me to be. I can admit to struggling. Did I love my neighbors as I love myself? Not all the time, because it's hard. It's hard to turn the other cheek. It's hard to be a peacemaker when there are people who test you. It's hard to love all your neighbors because, quite simply, not everyone is a nice person. Not everyone is easy to love. And you know what else is hard? Living a life focused on Christ in a world that offers so many glittery distractions. But here's what I want you to know. Have I found it difficult to live right? Yes. Have I struggled with finding the discipline to pray on a daily basis? Yes. Has there been a day that went by when I didn't open my Bible? Of course. But here's what I found. As I reflected on my walk with God, I realized that the reason for my struggles, the thing that has caused me to have such a tough time, is the fact that I've been so reliant on my own strength. I've tried to do things on my own, But by myself? Of course, I would find it hard to be at peace with all men, especially when they do me wrong. But if I pray for grace, if I allow the Holy Spirit to operate freely within me, I have the strength to let things go. I'm not going to be bothered by the petty things. Not everything done to me is worth me getting upset about. By myself, it's hard to live a life focused on Christ in a world that offers so many glittery distractions. But if I pray for strength, if I admit my shortcomings, then His grace is sufficient for me. God's power is made perfect in my weakness. By myself, I just have too many limitations. I have emotions that mislead me. I have feelings that tempt me. I have thoughts that cloud my judgment. This is why you shouldn't try and rely on your own power and might. Because we all will fall short eventually if we try and do things on our own. So you may be in a position where, like me, you're struggling to do the work of God, to live righteously, to live a life pleasing to God. Well, I'd like to tell you to start calling on the strength of God, because on your own, you'll never be able to win this battle against the devil. You need the power, the wonder-working power that's in the blood of Jesus. You need the power from the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." Jesus said that because he knew that we would find it difficult to face life with our own strength. We're limited in our wisdom, in our knowledge. So we need the power and might that comes when we receive the Holy Ghost. Hear me when I say that we can and we should live by the power that's in the name of Jesus. Now, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, "Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name." And so what that means for us is that when it's hard, when it's difficult, and we feel weak, that is when we should call on the power that's in the name of Jesus, the name above every other name.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.